In Los Angeles, I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. Some of the nation's largest health insurers have ditched Obamacare exchanges recently, leaving consumers with fewer options. That matters because competition usually leads to better service. This morning, lawyers filed a complaint with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, alleging that 7 insurers in 8 states are discriminating against people with HIV or AIDS by charging them higher prices. From our health desk at WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein has that story.
When you've got HIV, staying on top of your medicine is pretty much the most important thing you do every day.
We have to take these pills to stay alive.
John Dunham is a 32-year-old Uber driver living in Birmingham, Alabama. Last fall, he was shopping for insurance on the Obamacare exchange.
If I was to be on a Humana Silverland plan, my medicine would cost me $1,500 a month. A lot of people in Alabama cannot afford that. I am one of those people.
Instead, Dunham went with the Blue Cross Blue Shield plan. His drugs there only cost him $50 a month. So what's up with the big difference? Humana and Blue Cross price the same drugs very differently. Attorney Kevin Costello says insurers can't target the sick. To him, that difference proves some plans are doing just that, working very hard to keep people with HIV/AIDS away.
What the Affordable Care Act says is you are not allowed as an insurer to discourage enrollment for high-cost populations.
Costello works for the Center for Health Law at Harvard. The center filed complaints today against insurers in 8 states, including Humana, Cigna, and Anthem. Costello says keeping sick and expensive people out violates one of the main provisions of Obamacare, that people with pre-existing conditions shouldn't face discrimination. Houston, Texas-based Community Health Choice says it rejects the lawsuit premise and said its ACA plans must be reviewed and approved by federal health officials. No other insurer responded in time for this story. Stanford economist Maria Polyakova says financially, insurers must find the right mix of patients.
It is not surprising that they would try to attract healthier people and try to dissuade sicker people from enrolling in their plans.
Right now, insurers say they're bleeding money, and some big ones are leaving the exchanges. So this kind of so-called cherry-picking, says Polyakova, is just what happens in this system, making it hard to find policy solutions.
Come on in. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hey.
How are you? Good, good, good.
Dr. Karen Mausner is looking in on one of his patients at the LAX clinic in downtown Philadelphia. Mausner says many of his HIV/AIDS folks are stable, as long as they keep taking their meds. That success, he says, is now in jeopardy.
We're setting them up to fail. And when you fail HIV treatment, your rate of complications go up. You're diminishing their life expectancy. You can impact negatively their quality of life. And that's immoral.
Mounzer worries some insurers steering HIV patients away will force others to follow suit or risk taking a big hit. He worries this has the makings of a race to the bottom. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.